Rand Paul urges U.S. not to act out of anger against Iran. By Jeff Poor on October 10, 2023. Monday, during an appearance on FNC's Jesse Waters Primetime, Senator Rand Paul, RKY, urged caution on acting against Iran for its alleged ties to Hamas. Paul acknowledged the anger but reminded viewers about the protocol regarding U.S. military action abroad. When you follow the money, if the money goes from the Biden administration, and it goes to Tehran, and then Tehran sends it to Hamas, and they use it to slaughter Israelis and Americans, FNC host Jesse Waters asked, what are we doing here? The question has to be, is everybody has the anger, Paul replied. Look, I've got the anger. I have no sympathy for these thugs pulling young women and children, shooting people point blank in the head. Nobody has sympathy for them. In fact, I think they lose sympathy for their cause by doing such horrendous, outlandish things. But at the same time, someone says, well, we need to stop, you know, Iran from having a nuclear weapon. We're going to bomb them. We have to realize that there have been assassinations of nuclear scientists in Iran going on for about the last 6 to 8 years, he continued. Every time we assassinate one of them, the enrichment goes higher. We had maximum pressure sanctions, the enrichment went higher. And people say they are within a week or two of enrichment. Now people say we're going to bomb them. We're going to bomb them to smithereens. Well, when you get uranium to like 100% or 95% enrichment, you can have as much as in that little box there, you can hide it anywhere. You can have it in 20 different places, Paul added. You could have it at the base of a mountain. You can't really put them back, and you can't really bomb knowledge away. Now, I'm not saying you look the other way. Something would have to be done, but we have to be careful of to bomb them now, bomb them everywhere, bomb them all the time. And our founding fathers were conscious of that. They said we need to vote on these things. No one person, no president, no one person gets to decide when war happens. And while war is a means of retribution, it ain't always pretty. And it doesn't always get exactly what we intended as well. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.